All right, we're back in Sydney,
Broadcasting Network, Hour 2. You know, I'm seeing just tons of people all across, you know, the internet talking about, get your money out of the banks now. Bank runs, you know, bank runs in Russia. Get the hell up to the bank tomorrow morning first, you know. And I can't give you any advice. I got some money tied up in a bank, but geez, you know, right now everything is just so up in the air with all of this. Just the craziest thing. So Mr. Producer, if you get clip 5 ready. Now, I'm going to set this up. This is X22, but he's reading a post from this Patel Patriot character. Okay, now this is the guy that's really been letting the cat out of the bag with this devolution concept that the Republic, or what's left of it, is with the sting operation that's gone on, okay, with Space Force and all this narrative that Trump and Pence and all these guys, they set up this huge sting. This goes way back till, you know, over a year ago. And they've caught everybody, you know, from before Trump started running and spying on his campaign all the way up into the 2018 congressional midterms that got stolen. And then, you know, the whole creation of Space Force, which is not just space, but it's also cyberspace, okay? And how these guys got everything on all the world cabal criminals and so forth and so on. And they're just Durham, you know, he's on the hunt and he's just waiting to pounce on the next piece of low hanging fruit. But anyway, he's going after Hillary and the Clinton Foundation and his crimes against humanity and so forth. And, you know, we'll see how this all plays out. But devolution is this concept that basically, in order to keep the masses kind of placated and just going about their normal lives and so forth, that they let this fake regime come in and set up these fake sets, and Biden is just, and Harris are playing these roles, and they're probably wearing ankle monitors or something of this nature. Like, remember the whole thing with Hillary and McCain and all that, and wearing ankle monitors and Gina Haspel and all that stuff. But anyway, so now see secretly the military is controlling things. Okay, so we're in basically a martial law or military coup status right now, due to the fact that the criminality was so huge with the with Trump and then all this, and then to stealing the election from him and so forth. So now the military has stepped in and they're secretly running the show, and they're letting all the illegals run in across the border, and, you know, this whole thing. And see, secretly President Xi and Putin and Zelensky and Trump are taking down the deep state right now. You see, they are the bioweapons labs in the Ukraine got bombed, and that's why Putin was doing this surgical military kind of operation. And now they're going after all Soros's quote-unquote Nazis. Putin's denazifying the Ukraine. You know, this is really, really hard to swallow. And if Putin is, let's say, a crypto, and he's denazifying the Ukraine, so he's going after what's left of the alpha white males in the Ukraine. And they're going to liquidate all the warrior class in the Ukraine that loves their race and loves their people, so the Khazars can set up Khazaria 2.0. Is that what's going on here? Or is this all theater and it's all fake footage and it's fake this, this, and this, and they're just getting rid of all the Soros Foundation types that have been running the color revolutions out of Ukraine and all the gangster money laundering, Burisma, Kofor Black, all the Pelosi kids, the Romney kids, the Hunter Biden stuff. They're cleaning out this criminal operating base together and under the guise of a war. This is a lot of competing narratives here. But let's listen to this Patel Patriot guy with the real kind of revealer of the concept of devolution that's been out there and with all the Q people. Let's go ahead and roll clip 5.
Now, Patel Patriot on Telegram, he put out what he thinks is happening, and let me just read what he put out here. He says, "Here's my take on what's happening in Ukraine, Russia. I'm just spitballing here. Like everyone else, I have more questions than I do answers, but I think this plays into devolution. First, think about what Ukraine is. It's the epicenter of corruption for the political establishment. Viktor Pinchuk, George Soros, Ihor Kolomoisky, all funding deep state agendas worldwide, all based out of Ukraine. We know their ties to the Clinton Foundation and liberal politics in America. If Trump was going to truly drain the swamp, he would have to tackle the corruption in Ukraine. The oligarchs have funded their own militaries in previous color revolutions. Trump wouldn't be able to take them down without a fight. So if Trump is going to clean up Ukraine, he would likely need boots on the ground to do it. Enter Putin. It's no secret that Putin hates Soros, as he banned him from Russia long ago. And it's also no secret that Putin despises the deep state tactics of implementing color revolutions to overthrow pro-Russian leaders and install ones that would play ball with the deep state. It's speculated by many that Putin could be working with Trump in the fight against the deep state, and it's hard to argue with. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. So think of the brilliance that might be taking place right now. Boots on the ground were likely necessary to fully remove the problem in Ukraine, but Trump couldn't invade Ukraine with U.S. troops. Somebody else would have to do it. However, if somebody like Putin were to do it while Trump was president, it would make Trump look weak and the media would have a field day. What better time to clean up the mess in Ukraine than with Biden in office? Kills two birds with an invasion. You make the Biden administration and the mainstream media look like fools while taking on the deep state in one of the most corrupt countries on the planet. Putin is simultaneously helping Trump to serve up red pills while fixing a problem that actually benefits the U.S. and the rest of the world, the denazification of Ukraine. Think about this for a second. And let's take this one step further. Because remember, when Trump was in the White House, he complained about all these different countries saying that we need NATO to protect us against Russia. We need NATO. Russia's going to attack. And then these same exact countries, who are not paying anything into NATO, decide to make a deal with Russia and buy their natural gas and pay them billions and billions of dollars. Does that make any sense? No, it doesn't. But take a listen to this meeting that I think CNN and MSNBC never really wanted to air.
I think it's very sad when Germany makes a massive oil and gas deal with Russia, where you're supposed to be guarding against Russia, and Germany goes out and pays billions and billions of dollars a year to Russia. So we're protecting Germany, we're protecting France, we're protecting all of these countries, and then numerous of the countries go out and make a pipeline deal with Russia, where they're paying billions of dollars into the coffers of Russia. So we're supposed to protect you against Russia, but they're paying billions of dollars to Russia, and I think that's very inappropriate. And the former chancellor of Germany is the head of the pipeline company that's supplying the gas. Ultimately, Germany will have almost 70% of their country controlled by Russia with natural gas. So you tell me, is that appropriate? I mean, I've been complaining about this from the time I got in. It should have never been allowed to have happened. But Germany is totally controlled by Russia because they were getting from 60 to 70% of their energy from Russia and a new pipeline. And you tell me if that's appropriate, because I think it's not. And I think it's a very bad thing for NATO, and I don't think it should have happened.
Think about what Trump said, and think about what's happening out in Ukraine right now. Once Putin made the announcement. Well, he didn't come out and really make an announcement. Once he went into Ukraine, what happened to the fuel prices? Actually, Trump put out a statement. We're going to see it double, triple, maybe even quadruple.
All right, you can stop it there. There's something that we have to face here. Like Russian politics, ethos, whatever. It's when you're talking about minerals and natural resources, they're by far the richest country on the earth, according to a lot of pretty heavy analysts. So, you know, we're sitting here with our military bases still in Germany after 1945. And then we're sitting here, Trump's sitting here, well, we're protecting them. Are we occupying them? You know what I mean? I mean, our tanks are rolling around in Germany to this day. The expansion of NATO, you know, whether you like Putin or not, whether you think that he is just another piece on the grand chessboard that is controlled by the chess masters, the points are legitimate about NATO expansion. All right. I mean, we're sitting here, our trash people like Psaki and others sit here and talk about Russia and, you know, you got the borders of Ukraine, which are all drawn up by these Soviet leaders. And they're sitting here with our borders wide open, calling for more and more so-called refugees in every day. I mean, I'm looking at this. There's an old seminary on the way to my mom and dad's house. It's an old Catholic seminary. And you know how a lot of these Catholic seminaries, they change hands because the Catholic Church moves out. And then it becomes some sort of a Pentecostal kind of place. And guess what? I'm seeing these kids walking around in that area. It's all freaking Central American types. It's like, and it's all kids living there. I'm like, what the hell is this? And so we got our borders totally just destroyed on purpose, while these same people are talking about incursions into Ukraine's border. You know, and so Hunter Biden, Kofor Black, Romney's little CIA buddy sitting on the board of Burisma, and all these other kids of these politicians. The whole thing stinks. Okay. What I really don't like to see is these Ukrainian people, you know, whatever you want to call them, in militias, the Svoboda, and the other battalion, Azov battalion, and that being set up by these Jewish proxies, you know, as kind of Jewish proxies with Soros money and this sort of stuff, and then they're just going to get liquidated, is what it appears. So you're kind of like your last great stock of Ukrainians that are, you know, nationalistic and have pride in their race and so forth and so on. They're getting set up right now, it appears, for wet works liquidization. I don't like it at all. Let's talk about the Obama hot mic with Medvedev. After my election, I'll have more flexibility. And that was in 2012. I will tell Vladimir. Okay, and then right then the Uranium One deal went down with Hillary and the Clinton Foundation, all that money that Ukraine and Russia both donated to this Clinton Foundation. Right? But think about the type of people Hillary and Obama are. to work with Putin, okay, just a handful of years ago. This is why you have to be leery of Putin, okay? Because, okay, either he just played them as suckers and he, you know, hey, Barack, my fellow traveler, I'm old KGB, I love communism just like you. You know, you don't know if Putin is truly a commie or not, but just a few years ago, they were all buddy-buddy together with, you know, the Democratic Party. And then all of a sudden, Trump gets in, and next thing you know, Putin's the pariah, and he helped Trump get in. It's like, okay, you did the Uranium One deal with the guy. You're sitting there talking about how you'll have more flexibility once you're reelected. And then this a few years later, the whole Trump thing comes on, and then the entire world demonizes Putin. You know, Sean Penn is over there doing a documentary on this war, blah, 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 blah. So he just, this kook that always hangs around with the radical nut Marxist, you know, the Chavez's and so forth. Now, Chavez, he called out the Jews a lot. You know, he called them the Pharisees and all kinds of stuff. And allegedly, Barbara Walters was wearing a fake set of fake skin on her hand and might have gave him a fast-acting cancer. I don't know, but you hear this stuff floating around. But, you know, Chavez died pretty young. And then now you've got, what's-his-face over there, Maduro in Venezuela. I watch some stuff in Venezuela, like some of these vloggers, and it's a real mixed country where some people are living high on the hog still, and then others very, very poor in these favelas and other things. A lot of them went to Colombia, and but very, very crazy this relationship here with Putin and Obama and Hillary with the Uranium One, and then the turnaround, and then this is all theatrical and he's playing bad guy now, or they put the daggers out for the guy for some reason. Okay. Let's see here. The Monroe Doctrine. I talked about this Friday night over on Revolution. I was on with Scorpio and Giuseppe and Blackbird 9. You know, we got this Monroe Doctrine that, hey, this Western Hemisphere's, it's under our protection. We don't want outside influences from other parts of the world, blah, 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 blah. But yet we're willing to, you know, push right up on the border of Russia when they told us, say, we don't want that to happen. They had this little Cuban Missile Crisis thing, and we know that in Venezuela there's Russian players. Allegedly in Mexico right now, there's Chinese players. Vancouver, there's Chinese. Monroe Doctrine with the Chinese ain't working too well, is it? But yet, we want to play this game with Russia. And some people are, you know, hypothesizing that the Russia and China already sealed the deal, that the New World Order is going to be Chinese Russian New World Order, and they're going to dominate this thing, and America's going to shrink down in stature, you know, on the world stage. You know, Bibi Netanyahu, once we're done with America, can wither up and blow away type thing. So we'll see. Lots of Putin translations floating around where we're watching his speeches allegedly, and some translators giving us what he is allegedly saying. I mean, I'm so jaded right now as far as this goes that it's really hard to discern. I mean, how much of this is propaganda? Is Putin talking a good game for the consumption of alternative media? Okay. Hey, he sounds like a freaking patriot. He's talking smack on the Satanists in Hollywood, and he's doing A, B, C, and D. Wow, man, he's really, you know, a great blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, yeah, them suckers. I just gave them a, gave them a bunch of BS, and then we're going to go do our thing. You know, so it's hard to really, really wrap your mind around some of this. I want to get this in before the bottom of the hour. Mr. Producer, get clip 14 ready. Now, this one came out of nowhere on the 22nd, 5 days ago, and very, very fascinating astronomical, astrological kind of analysis here. Go ahead and roll 14.
However you may feel about astrology, it was the original science from which all other sciences were born out of. And although today's pop culture paints it as pseudoscience, occult traditions see it as sacred knowledge. While it is a great mystery, it is as predictable as mathematics and experiential for everyone. And today, astrologically speaking, is a very interesting day for America and individual freedom worldwide. Today is 2/22/2022, the first time Pluto is conjunct to the United States since July 4th, 1776. A 248-year event known as Pluto's return. Every time a planet returns to the same degree it was in relation to your location of birth, you experience a return. Many of us can personally understand the idea of Saturn's return. It takes Saturn about 29 years to orbit the Sun, and so it happens roughly around your 29th birthday. Because Saturn symbolizes severity and discipline, this time is known as an era of learning through harsh reality for those who haven't already mastered self-discipline. Pluto symbolizes destruction and rebirth, and so Pluto's return, which lasts about 2 years, is considered to be a time of destruction and rebirth. During the Roman Empire's first Pluto's return, the Severan dynasty collapsed, a time known as the crisis of the third century. And their second Pluto return took place 10 years before the end of the Roman Empire. And now America's first Pluto's return on 2/22/2022. 2 × 2 × 2 × 222 equals 1776. It begins on a Tuesday, and it lasts 2 years. Perhaps you dismiss all this as pseudoscience woo-woo, but it is important to know that the occultists who sway the governments of the world do not. They take this sort of thing very seriously, which could explain why they all seem to be in such a frantic hurry. More than America, July 4th, 1776 symbolizes individual freedom. And so, astrologically speaking, the next 2 years will mark either the destruction or rebirth of these individual freedoms that were born in 1776. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, so kind of an interesting deal there. 2/22/22 and then July 4th, 1776 was the, you know, the this whole last time this thing happened that way. Kind of fascinating. What it means, hell, who knows? So let's see. We got a couple minutes left. This one's kind of weird. Go ahead and get clip four ready. This one's called Grieving Soars, Just the Beginning. And you're not going to be able to see what's happening, but this is just going to play for like a minute or so. But it gets into a bunch of these people, like with these, let's just say, reactions to this jab. Go ahead and roll clip four.
And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Zagoda. Well, a lady named Frances got two Pfizer shots, and this happened. Sorry if I turned down the volume. There's some music behind it. Mark of the Beast, huh? You get boils and hives for those who take it. Those are stitches to keep her arms shut because it's just boiling over. It's keeping an opening. Look at that. So, Trump, your vaccines work, huh? It's really helping humanity, huh? To all the people who support Trump, Trump's Operation Warp Speed opened up this door. And humans around the world are literally being, I'm just going to say it, eradicated. Their DNA is being structured to the point where it's against God, the creation of God itself. Because Trump wants to make America rich and his buddies Fauci and Gates rich. Because he's a backstabber. But that's okay, ladies and gentlemen. Because this is your future. And when you get sick, guess what? That's going to make Big Pharma billions of dollars off of your sickness. Because a country that has healthy people is not profitable for the vaccines or the drug companies. This is just, wow, disturbing. So more evidence of why you shouldn't get the vaccine. And even if you don't have any allergic reactions, I'm starting to believe this is the freaking mark. So with that said, my name is Ego, and subscribe and like my videos.
You can stop it there. You know, if you could see, it just, you can find it on BitChute. Grievous sores just the beginning, this lady's arm just opening up to where they had to stitch it shut. You know, I told you guys last week about the guy that his fingernails fell off that I know personally after he got the booster. And another dude I know that got a brain bleed, and he's a young guy. But I know we're coming up on the bottom of the hour, but I got a story to tell you when we get back that freaked me out today. And we'll see you guys on the other side of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Cause I'm drinking, drugging, I'm having lots of fun. I always carry around my loaded shotgun. If I think I'm gonna have a bad time, I got a little bit of smoke and a whole lot of wine.
All right, we're back in Incendiary Radio on the Republic Podcasting Network. So, I'm at the cemetery where my grandparents, my uncle, and now my father are buried, and went there to, you know, hang out for a little bit. And for some reason, I'm looking around and I saw some like balloons, you know, in a couple different places in the cemetery. I'm looking, I'm like, oh, somebody just got buried. You know, like the balloons were somehow secured there where the fresh dirt and, you know, the mound of dirt and everything. And then I just started to look around. And there was at least 25, and I'm being conservative here, 25 fresh graves in this cemetery. People that just got buried. And I was like, holy cow. And one of my best friends, his parents and his brother, they're buried at the next cemetery down. There's like three cemeteries in this area on this road. And so I was like, you know what? Let me go in here and try to find his mom and dad, his brother's grave. And I pull in there. And I see some fresh graves, and I'm like, whoa. I think since January 1st, now the 5G really cranked up in a lot of these companies, and it's been, you know, a year and some change since the shots. A lot of people dying just in that little kind of pocket right there of two cemeteries, a lot of fresh graves. Very, very crazy to kind of become cognizant of that. I was like, oh, what the hell? Now I'm going to play something very disturbing. Mr. Producer, have clip 12 ready. This is about the Neuralink, you know, good old Elon Musk, and the horrors associated with the testing on the animals that they're doing this on. Go ahead and roll clip 12.
I'm one of the people who makes the devices using my hands. I'm constantly thinking that this is going to go into Barbara, this is going to go into Cleo, and we know their names, we've seen them.
Our animal behavior team is fantastic. My job's so much better because I can rely on their expertise.
Actually, what happened in two of these cases was that BioGlue, which they were not approved to use, they were not approved to use this in this protocol, it seeped into the animal's brains, and in one of the veterinary records, you see this poor monkey, she experienced retching and seizures and pain, and eventually when they finally put her out of her misery and euthanized her, they looked at her brain and they saw bleeding inside her brain, and they found out that she had been throwing up so much, she was so sick, that she had open sores in her esophagus. All of this was revealed in her necropsy after she died. And so you look at all of these things, these chronic problems. And I haven't even talked about the psychological problems that are rampant in these experiments. And you realize, like, Neuralink was running these experiments. So it's hard to imagine that, considering they oversaw this for 2.5 years at the University of California, that you can trust them with the continued care of animals at their own facilities. And that's what's happening now. Neuralink is using monkeys and pigs and sheep at its facilities in California and Texas.
All right, you can stop it. So, you know, you think about the evil done on these poor creatures by these bastards. Well, Elon Musk, you know, people gush over the guy. Oh, he's red pilled, and then he's the overseer of this wickedness, this satanic crap. You know, there has to be some sort of a weird switch that gets flipped in an individual that can be to be part of something so evil. And then, you know, we're sitting here, oh, please, Putin, don't nuke us. We deserve to be nuked for all the wicked crap that goes on just in our laboratories in this country. And don't think that they're not doing, imagine what they're doing to these poor animals in China. The dog festival, the wet markets. Ugh. You don't think Russia is, see, I talked about this years ago, this new arms race, this transhuman genetics, robotics, artificial intelligence, nanotechnology, GRIN, whatever you want to call the acronym, genetics, robotics, artificial intelligence, nanotechnology. This is the real world war going on under the surface as well, where it's a race to see who can get to the singularity, who can reach the Ubermensch first and become dominant. You know, this whole thing was shooting up these Jews in Israel so many times. What's in their concoction? What's in their vials? You see what I mean? I guarantee you, it's a different freaking brew that what's been given to all of us. Thanks, Mr. Bourla. Now let's talk about the Moderna CEO, Mr. Producer, clip 6, if you could get that ready. Now, good old CFR Jesuit Miss Barataromo over there on Fox News, she was interviewing our boy from Moderna, okay? And let's go ahead and roll this one. Go ahead and do six.
Scientists find the virus contains a tiny chunk of DNA that matches sequence patented by Moderna 3 years before the pandemic began. Your reaction, Stefan. What can you tell us?
So my scientists are looking into those data to see how accurate they are or not. As I've said before, the hypothesis of an escape from a lab by an accident is possible. You know, human makes mistakes. So is it possible that the Wuhan lab in China was working on viruses enhancement or gene modification? And then there was an accident where somebody was infected in the lab and then infected the families and friends. It is possible. On the claim you just mentioned, the scientists are analyzing to know if it's real or not.
Yeah. I mean, I was struck by the line, it matched a genetic sequence patented by Moderna for cancer research purposes, Stefan.
Yeah, and that's the type of things that the team is looking at very carefully to know is it real or not.
Okay.
So it takes a bit of time to analyze all the genetic sequence.
Okay. So Modarpa. Now, see, if you get into some of the stuff from some of these other people that have been on all over the place, Karen Kingston and others, they've really got into Moderna and the patents, which is like they're the base of all these patents. And then it's been outed about biological warfare agents and all this stuff. And so none of this is anything surprising to us that have been paying attention, but to, you know, they've been putting this stuff out on the Daily Mail and other things that parts of this virus were actually patented by Moderna in 2016. Well, you know, some of these doctors and so forth that have done these presentations, this stuff goes way, way back, way further than that. Okay, so this thing has been, just as 9/11 was planned decades in advance, this was planned decades in advance. This whole Event 201, SPARS 2025, 2028, Crimson Contagion, blah, 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 this old lockstep, it's all been planned for a long, long time. So let's talk about Yuval Harari. Okay, Hebrew University guy. World Economic Forum guy, okay? Mr. Prusser, this is going to be clip three. I mean, these people that are into the World Economic Forum, the futurist kind of fourth industrial revolution side of it, just off the charts. Let's listen to this guy. Go ahead and roll clip three.
Now, in the past, many tyrants and governments wanted to do it, but nobody understood biology well enough. And nobody had enough computing power and data to hack millions of people. Neither the Gestapo nor the KGB could do it. But soon, at least some corporations and governments will be able to systematically hack all the people. We humans should get used to the idea that we are no longer mysterious souls. We are now hackable animals. Data might enable human elites to do something even more radical than just build digital dictatorships. By hacking organisms, elites may gain the power to re-engineer the future of life itself. Because once you can hack something, you can usually also engineer it. And if indeed we succeed in hacking and engineering life, this will be not just the greatest revolution in the history of humanity. This will be the greatest revolution in biology since the very beginning of life 4 billion years ago. For 4 billion years, nothing fundamental changed in the basic rules of the game of life. All of life, for 4 billion years, dinosaurs, amoebas, tomatoes, humans, all of life was subject to the laws of natural selection and to the laws of organic biochemistry. But this is now about to change. science is replacing evolution by natural selection with evolution by intelligent design. Not the intelligent design of some god above the clouds, but our intelligent design and the intelligent design of our clouds, the IBM cloud, the Microsoft cloud, these are the new driving forces of evolution. And at the same time, science may enable life, after being confined for 4 billion years to the limited realm of organic compounds, science may enable life to break out into the inorganic realm. So after 4 billion years of organic life shaped by natural selection, we are entering the era of inorganic life shaped by intelligent design.
All right.
So does the
Yuval Noah Harari, born and raised in Kiryat Atta, Israel, secular Jewish family with Eastern European roots, Khazar, huh? Intellectually gifted children. Here's what's interesting. Views in a, well, personal life. He's gay. In 2002, he met his husband, Itzik Yahav, who he calls my Internet of All Things. He's a vegan, right? So here's what's crazy. He has commented on the plight of animals, particularly domesticated animals, since the agricultural revolution, and is a vegan. Industrial farming is one of the worst crimes in history, bubble. Yeah, great. But this dude's ready to industrially tamper with organic humankind and says he can do it better. This is that iron mixing with clay that everybody's talking about. See, this is that kind of nihilistic, we're going to do it better than God, some God up in the sky. It's just insane, okay? And he sees an existential threat in an arms race in artificial intelligence and bioengineering. But you're willing to be part of it and tamper with other humans. By 2050, a new class of people might emerge, the useless class. People who are just not unemployed but unemployable. Useless class. Oh, where we hear this, huh? Isn't that fascinating? Oh, let's see, where are we going to go? Now, this is clip 15. This is real good. This is the World Economic Forum kind of a spoof, okay? It's like somebody did a video and they put World Economic Forum up on it, made it look all official, right? And go ahead and roll 15. This is awesome.
We're off on holiday to the south of France.
Oh, nice. It's a long way by coach.
I know. It's just, you know, the environment.
Yes, we should all think of that.
I don't want to sound like a twat, but I just, you know, I do think that we've all got a responsibility. I just do.
No, you're right. We do. We all do. Why did you have him then?
Sorry?
Nothing uses carbon like a first world human, yet you created one. Why? Why would you do that? He will produce 515 tons of carbon in his lifetime. That's 40 trucks worth. Having him was the equivalent of nearly 6,500 flights to Paris. You could have flown 90 times a year, there and back nearly every week of your life, and still not have the same impact on the planet as his birth had.
Yeah, but I don't think...
Not to mention the pesticides, detergents, the huge quantity of plastics, the nuclear fuels used to keep him warm. His birth was a selfish act. It was brutal. You have condemned others to suffering. In fact, if you really cared, what you'd do is cut his throat open right now.
Excuse me.
Or I could do it for you. I could take out the knife, make an incision in his neck, walk away. I'd get my coach over there, and you would have done more than your bit for the future of humanity. I could do it now. at me chatting. I think they're about to leave.
You
I hope he gets
there.
Over that.
You see how that went into a dark place? Pretty funny. Well, pretty sad, but this is how some people think. And that, you know, that's what these people that are especially into the group think and the new speak of carbon and all this crap, knowing that carbon's good for the freaking plants and everything else. That's how sick these people are. Can't make this stuff up. Biden prepares to deploy U.S. Border Patrol agents to assist with Ukraine border crossings in Poland. Meanwhile, U.S. southern border still remains wide open. You got to love that one. St. Louis Mayor Tushara Jones has millions from the federal government that she says she'll give to black neighborhoods while homelessness, opioids, and crime rage on. And then and she's partying at the Mardi Gras, blah, 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 with no mask on. But, of course, you know, everybody else has got to wear a mask. Jim Stone, get money out of the bank now, especially in Canada. Vaxpocalypse confirmed. They're talking about the life insurance data. It shows a 2.6 times increase in claims. And what's worse, this is old data from the third quarter of 2021. War advice. Most important thing you can do now is buy all the gas and fuel you can and get as much cash on hand as possible. Seriously, Pelosi and other Congress critters are not even in the country right now. They are out screwing around in safe places. Well, then they talk about Pelosi being in Israel right now. So supposedly the SWIFT bans to commence at 1 a.m. Eastern time, February 28th, if Russia does get banned. Okay. You know, we'll see. Oh, this was a good one. Vindman. I talked about him on Friday night when I was on the other network. And this character, the impeachment star witness, blamed the Ukraine-Russia conflict on the January 6th election protests in a bizarre statement. And he said Trump and his supporters have blood on their hands. They'll be the ones responsible for encouraging Mr. Putin to offer them the opportunity to portray the U.S. as divided. Putin was acting on when he started this buildup just days after the January 6th insurrection effort. So Tulsi Gabbard, she puts out a tweet, right? And she said some stuff about, you know, she said some stuff about Russia and us not her not wanting to get involved in it and all this other stuff, right? And then his wife, Vindman's wife, called Tulsi Gabbard an effing traitor as she criticized Biden and expressed her desire to stay out of the conflict. You know, Tulsi Gabbard's another one of these young people from the World Economic Forum as well. You got to kind of keep that into consideration. the Aussie Parliament. We got time. Mr. Producer, get clip 13 ready. This is the Australian Parliament. But up on Zero Hedge, question all of it. The current Western propaganda for Ukraine is epic in scale, and it's got pictures of all the fake footage and all this stuff from 2018. Really, really good article there by Tyler Durden. But let's listen to the Aussie Parliament laughing at one of the members for asking if they used LRADs and things on the protesters. Go ahead and roll 13.
Jews. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My question to you is based upon your authority under the Parliamentary Precincts Act of 1988, which gives the presiding officers the responsibility for control and management of the Parliament House and its immediate surroundings. Last Saturday, the 12th of February, Canberra witnessed the largest ever protest in the nation's capital, when many tens of thousands of Australians travel from...
The member for Hughes, this is not an opportunity to make a statement. Do you have a question for
me? I do. I do,
Mr. Speaker. Just get straight to the question, please.
During that protest, can the Speaker confirm if the AFP positioned one or more long-range acoustic devices in the parliamentary precincts with the intention that it be used as a sonic weapon against protesters that included nurses, school teachers and paramedics? Did the AFP seek approval from the presiding officers to deploy such a device? And was the long-range acoustic device used against the protesters on that day?
Order. Order. I'll report back to the House on that.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
All right. Up on SHTF plan, new study, shards of graphene being transmitted from the vax to the unvax. And a lot of us have had this concern being around a lot of people that are vaxxed. Dr. Philippe Van Welberg in a recent study has demonstrated that the graphene being injected into people via the COVID-19 vaccines is organizing and growing into larger fibers and structures. The graphene is also gaining magnetic properties or an electrical charge, and the fibers are showing indications of more complex structures with striations. In his latest set of slides of blood samples taken from both vaccinated and unvaccinated people, Welbergen has shown that the ever-changing graphene is also being transmitted from those who have taken the vaccine to those who have chosen to not take it. Hence the smart water systems coming our way, Dane Wigington and others saying that it's probably in the geoengineering now. So I wonder if we all have a MAC address readable by Bluetooth. We'll see y'all next week.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.